The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Victor Schaefer. Here are today's headlines. Disturbing delays for ambulances, most Canadians are ignoring alcohol warnings, and an Oscar win from Montreal. Residents of Montreal's Saint-Henri and Sainte-Anne neighborhoods are heading to the polls today to vote in the provincial by-election. The district was the seat of previous Liberal Party leader Dominique Engel, who resigned after her party lost 7 seats in the last provincial election. Lucas March is reporting live from Saint-Henri with the latest news. Lucas, what makes this particular by-election important compared to the countless other by-elections currently going on across the province?
Well, there are a number of reasons why this specific election is important. But the top reason is the fact that, like you said before, this used to be the seat of previous Liberal Party leader Dominique Engel. This has traditionally been a stronghold for the Liberal Party in Quebec and specifically in Montreal. So the fact that Dominique has resigned, and also including the fact that the Quebec Solidaire stands a pretty good chance at usurping this seat in the upcoming election, is why this election is important. Political analyst Robert Frank has more on this matter.
Coming by election is very, very important in terms of how the opposition parties position themselves politically.
Now, typical trends show that most by-elections are defined by low engagement rates with the public. What is the voter turnout like in Saint-Henri?
Well, it's still very early in the day, so there is a chance that we could receive more voter turnout. However, at the current moment, it seems pretty on average with typical by-election turnout rates throughout the province. I spoke with voters coming in and out, and this is what they have to say.
Not so much other elections, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. I know more or less what the parties represent, but to say that one party represents what I have to say fully is a large statement, but that's kind of where I'm at.
After the poor showing of the Liberal Party in the last election, do the Liberals stand a chance at keeping their seats, or do they risk losing?
Well, as I said before, due to the Liberal Party's poor standing in the previous election, Quebec Solidaire, due to the current polling rate, has a strong chance of deserving it. However, it does seem at this moment that the Quebec Liberal Party will keep this seat for the meantime.
Thank you. That was Lucas March. The teachers of the University of Laval are starting their strike today for an undefined amount of time. On March 2nd, the teachers voted an overwhelming majority in support of a strike. University teachers are negotiating for better support from the administration, as well as a more reasonable workload and a work-life balance. Hema-Québec nurses are going on strike today across the greater Montreal area. They have been negotiating for a collective agreement for nearly 4 years as they seek pay equity with nurses from the public sector. Olivier Paiement spoke to the union representing them, as well as Hema-Québec. So, Olivier, are services going to be affected?
So good news, just like it's the case with police officers, firefighters, ambulance workers, Hema-Québec's nurses have an essential services agreement, meaning that public services should not really be affected by this strike. If you have an appointment today to donate blood and you haven't been called for a cancellation, you can go in and give blood as usual.
That's good to know, but Olivier, what's holding up the negotiation?
Money. Historically, Hema-Québec's nurses used to be paid the same as public sector nurses, but that's not the case anymore. So the union is fighting to seek a parity in pay. And as Fanny Cloutier, Hema-Québec's nurses union vice president, told me, it would be very damaging for the organization if that's not the case.
And what do Hema-Québec have to say about all of this?
Well, I spoke to Patrice Lavoie, who's the director of public affairs for the organization. And unlike the union, he was unwilling to comment about the negotiations and did not want to talk about the wage parity with the public sector. He did agree, though, that the negotiations have gone on for far too long and that they need to get a deal done.
4 years is a very long time.
you had the pandemic and everything, but it's true. 4 years, it's a long time. So that's why we want to achieve an agreement as soon as possible.
And the collective agreement is coming to an end on March 31st. So both parties are going to enter a blitz in negotiations. They're supposed to meet 3 times next week, and they hope to get a deal done as soon as possible.
Thanks, Olivier. That was Olivier Paiement talking about the Hamac Quebec nurses' strike. There's currently a shortage crisis of paramedics in Quebec, most specifically in smaller regions. Patients are waiting hours for ambulance to arrive on location as more and more paramedics leave their job. Selma Ferjoui spoke with Jean-François Gagné, the co-president of the Fédération des employés du préhospitalier, on what could explain the shortage crisis of paramedics.
Some don't have availability because there is no employee, so no paramedics are available, so the ambulance can just not go on the road because the paramedic is alone. Some places because the stretchers and the paramedics are and in the city, well, it's because we're retained at the hospital, so there's no ambulance available to take care of the rest of the call.
Do you think that the government is a bit responsible because of this shortage?
When we're short of personnel or staff, well, they say it's the fault of the CIUS. The CIUS said it's the fault of the employer, and the employer say it's the minister. So there's not really anyone who is accountable for that.
And lastly, do you have any ideas of solutions that could fix this paramedic shortage?
Because the chief of the hospital has to be okay. The chief of the CIUS must be okay. The chief of the enforcers must be okay. My boss has to say it's okay. So they don't get well together. So nothing's changed. Everyone takes care of his own place, and nothing's changed. So like 5 or 7 years later, we're still waiting like 4 to 3 hours in the hospital. So there's a lack of will from the actor.
That was Selma Ferjoui interviewing Jean-François Gagné from the Ambulance Association about the shortage of paramedics. Thank you, Selma. A 16-year-old is in critical condition after hitting a tree in a snowmobile accident on Sunday. Rescue was called at around 10:45 the Sunday. The teenager sustained important injuries and was transported to the nearest medical facility before being transferred to a hospital in Quebec. Currently, no hypothesis on the cause of the accident was established by the authorities in charge. Earlier this month, new health guidelines were updated about the amount of alcohol a person should consume. However, yesterday night, a new survey came out outlining how many people would actually follow those guidelines. 73% said that they won't change their habits. Maria Sholakova is reporting the story for us.
Ghislaine Laflamme, general manager of Educalcool, says that there are multiple factors to responsibility when dealing with alcohol.
We have to have our government who set the rules, or the, you know, and after that, you have organisms like Educalcool who can help, of course, with all the information that we can provide.
She further explains that family values and examples are also extremely important for learning about alcohol consumption. Sandro Leal Dominguez from the Center of Prevention of Alcoholism agrees with Laflamme.
That is really important for us that the government is doing is performing a great service of prevention in order to create a balance between the selling and the problems that we are creating with the consumption.
Although Canada's Health Commission might make changes in the amount of alcohol that should be consumed, it is up to the provinces to decide if they will be implementing any new rules. For Concordia News, I'm Maria Chulakova.
Canada recently outlawed conversion therapy, which tries to convert LGBTQ plus people to become straight. However, despite being illegal, it is still practiced in some communities. So now, Quebec started a campaign warning about the practice. Jason Jean-Baptiste joins us with more. Jason, what is the effect of conversion on members of the LGBTQ plus community?
It causes severe distress and psychological damage to an individual, such as depression and anxiety.
So what has Quebec decided to do about this?
Quebec has adopted a campaign to sensibilize the public about conversion therapy. This campaign is part of a 2020 law against conversion therapy.
And what does conversion therapy do to its victims?
Long term, it could prevent them from maintaining a healthy relationship, especially if the therapy was suggested by a member of the family. And also, they can develop other problems such as drug and alcohol addiction.
Thank you. That was Jason Jean-Baptiste with us. A Quebec City referee was arrested on Sunday morning after allegedly assaulting a 10-year-old at the end of a hockey game. The mother of the victim, as well as several other witnesses, were questioned by the police before arresting the referee. The child did not sustain any physical injuries, but the nature of the assault was not revealed by the authorities. The Oscar last night saw many records in one night, with multiple Canadians bringing home a golden statue. The Junos Award tonight showcased interesting nominees for the show, and Avril Lavigne found her skater boy. Here's Ines Riffet with all your entertainment news.
The Oscar goes to Michelle Yeoh.
The lead actress for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Michelle Yeoh, marked history by being the first Asian woman to win a Best Actress award. The movie was nominated for 11 awards and won 7, including Best Picture. Jamie Lee Curtis and Ke-Huy Quan took home the Best Supporting Actor awards for the movie. Ke-Huy Quan's award comes after 2 decades of not finding acting work.
And the Oscar goes to Brendan Fraser.
Canadian Brendan Fraser won Best Leading Actor for his latest film, The Whale. Montreal-born makeup artist that helped bring Fraser's character to life, Adrien Moreau, was also awarded an Oscar for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. This is the second year in a row that Quebec artists are giving Oscars, with last year's winner being Denis Villeneuve's Dune. The Junos nominations for the awards tonight are dominated by Artist of the Weekend, such as Album of the Year, Single of the Year, and Artist of the Year. Some other artists are up for an award are Lil Nas X, Harry Styles, as well as an oldie but goldie 3 Days Grace band. There will be nearly 50 awards going out tonight. The show will be hosted by actor Simu Liu and will feature a Nickelback live performance. Shortly after her split with singer Maud Sun, Avril Lavigne was spotted making out with artist Tyga at a party after Paris Fashion Week. Avril and Maud Sun were engaged beforehand and were together since January of 2021, before breaking it off. Despite no formal statement coming confirming their relationship, the very public and open kiss answers all possible questions after about a month of rumors floating around. And that was all your entertainment news.
Thanks, Ines. That was Ines Riffet with entertainment. Now talk about being trapped between a rock and a hard place. A small community in Newfoundland and Labrador rescued over a dozen dolphins trapped in ice this weekend. The community organized itself to save the dolphins trapped between rocks and the ice, and to then safely put them back into the water. Now for the forecast. Mixed messages when it comes to your weather forecast. It will be warm with the highs going above normal to 3 degrees Celsius throughout the week. However, we're looking at gray skies the rest of the week, so don't expect a ton. Plus, we're getting a dusting of snow pretty much every day. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Victor Schaefer.